All right, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast this morning, along with Seth Payne. Good morning, everybody. If you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up, 713-572-4610. You can text or join the chats via Twitch and YouTube. Appreciate you watching us there if you have been. Take a trip around the NFL. Not a lot going on in the league, but I do think, at least for this first one, pretty interesting to me. I watched an interview with Dan Patrick and Bill Cowher, former Steelers head coach, yesterday on that show. And they were talking about Aaron Rodgers, obviously, with Cowher being a longtime former Steelers head coach. That situation, what does it look like? And we mentioned the Steelers yesterday, Seth. You know, it has some people thinking, like, they're in the middle. Is this the Super Bowl contending team potentially best case scenario this year for the Steelers, organization that hadn't won a damn playoff game since 2016, or are they just going to lead to the demise of Mike Tomlin in his tenure there as Steeler head coach, with I think it's going on like 18 years now. Dan Patrick asked Bill Cowher yesterday if he would ultimately give the keys to the car and total autonomy to Aaron Rodgers. Here's what he had to say.
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question about it. And I think Aaron's at a point where he knows that, you know, you don't want to be, you know, throwing the ball 40 times a game. I don't think you at this point, you want Aaron Rodgers to be healthy going into the playoffs, and hopefully you get to the playoffs. And I think in the meantime, you've created a balance on your football team. You're not just relying on his arm throughout the course of four quarters. Listen, you can turn the ball over to him at the end of a half, the end of a game, and know he's been there before, and I think that he will operate that very, very efficiently. Again, I think it's going to be a matter of getting comfortable within this system with the players he has around him.
All right, I was getting confused during his answer because at first I thought he might not know what autonomy is because like everything that he was talking about where, yeah, you don't want him to throw the ball 40 times a game, you want to be able to establish a run game, all of that, that's in stark contrast to the way that Aaron Rodgers sometimes likes to operate. Now, when he talked about at the end of a half or end of a game, where is he going down and running the two-minute drill, then, yeah, do you turn the reins over to him there? I guess that's where the autonomy talk came into it.
Yeah.
I don't think you give him total autonomy to run the offense, because in the past, what Aaron Rodgers has shown he likes to do is be kind of like an antiquated NFL offensive coordinator. Just line my guys up out wide, don't move them around at all, and then we're going to run routes, and then with my super secret relationship with Devontae Adams and our little hand signals and everything, that's how we get by. Like, he's not in that situation now. He's not gonna have the time that he did with Devontae Adams to form the relationship with DK Metcalf. And he's with an offensive coordinator who really loves to line up with just old school formations and run the ball and set up play action. Mm-hmm. I think it's, if he's got autonomy, it's got to be with all him saying, yeah, but Arthur, you're running the show until we get the 2 minute drill or whatever it might be.
I thought about this because you mentioned yesterday during the show, like, boy, you know, the situation in Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers and how Arthur Smith likes to do things versus what Aaron likes to do doesn't exactly feel like there's a mesh point there. And in Bill Cowher saying his guys in that response, he says, getting comfortable with other guys around him, that's simple, but apparently hasn't been so easy for him in the past, is what my thought was, because when he went to New York, what did he do? He's getting his guys that he played with before in Green Bay. I don't know how many of quote-unquote his guys exist in Pittsburgh, and especially when there's a big question mark, like with the play caller and offensive coordinator and Arthur Smith. Do you feel like this is going to be like Jets 2.0 situation for Aaron Rodgers, or is this going to be like a situation where we can't see the forest through the trees kind of a thing?
I don't – it doesn't – it's not going to be Jets-like in at least one regard, in that I don't think it'll be the soap opera that it was with the Jets, just because the Jets are so mismanaged on so many levels of the organization, including the owner's sons. It's a clown show in a lot of ways. And that's not the case with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, there's a malaise because that's a city that expects unlike the Jets, that's a fan base that expects championships and expects championship-caliber football. They've gotten above-average football, but they haven't gotten really great quarterback play. But the potential for drama is a lot less. I think that with Aaron, it really 100% comes down to, okay, is he going to actually conform to a system for the first time in his career? Everything that made him really good at, as much as he chafed against the Green Bay experience, one of the things that he had for him there was that, yeah, they didn't draft any first-round receivers for him forever, but he had time to work with those younger guys and turn them into either a Randall Cobb or a Devontae Adams or whomever else it might be.
Yeah.
Like, this is him being thrust into a new situation with brand new receivers. He has to basically allow Arthur Smith to run the ship. And I know Steelers fans aren't sold on Arthur Smith as an offensive coordinator. I think that's the potential for drama is going to be between Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers.
And
do they see eye to eye?
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch, actually, from the outside looking in.
Yeah, and they both got quirky personality traits. So,
those
two guys, it might be one of those situations where they're both brutally honest dudes, which rubs people the wrong way sometimes, but they might respect each other for it. So maybe they have one of those productively combative relationships.
Did you see this yesterday where the Browns got the okay to build a new stadium? I saw a rendition of their new stadium, and it looks anything but like a NFL football stadium. I don't know what this looks like. It looks like some kind of a institution of higher learning. Just the gigantic like school of engineering or something like that.
I saw the interior pictures. I thought it looked pretty cool because it was like an all glass ceiling.
Yeah.
So kind of like what the Astrodome was going for back in the day, with more of a before the Astrodome had to turn the panels translucent because outfielders couldn't see. This is actually like clear glass, and it covers the whole top of the field. You're right. It does look like, looking at it from the outside, it does look like a university rec building of some sort.
With a little mid-century modern flair to it. It's just kind of weird with all the different angles.
They probably have a climbing wall somewhere. Yeah.
A smoothie bar. They got the approval this week by the Ohio governor, signed into the budget. A bill that is going to allocate $600 million in unclaimed funds to help build this stadium, which is ultimately going to cost $2.4 billion for the Cleveland Browns.
They can take your unclaimed funds. We've talked about this on the show before, Sean. We've had listeners that have gotten hundreds of dollars because we talked about this. So do you know what unclaimed funds, how that works in a state?
I don't specifically know how it works. I know it exists. I was wondering, one, why I wasn't privy to these unclaimed funds and why they didn't call me.
You're welcome in advance. You are privy to them, but you got to go to, I don't know, search Texas unclaimed funds and be sure you go to the .gov site. And a lot of times either it's because like returned insurance premiums or some class action lawsuit where they couldn't track you down or whatever it might be to give you a reward.
Yeah.
Those sit in the Department of Unclaimed Funds until you go to ask if there are any unclaimed funds for you. So
you're not going to get a call or an email.
Right. So yeah. I'm guessing up in Ohio, they must be saying like, okay, any unclaimed funds before a certain date, we're just going to cut those off and we're going to give them to the stadium.
Good Lord.
So there's going to be a rush to the website up there. But after the show, Sean, you have to do this.
There's going to be a rush to that website down here.
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah. For unclaimed funds.
I'm on it. I'm not joking. Thank you for that. Here's what I got to thinking about is, you know, Texans like practice facility, stadium plans. What do you think the deal is ultimately with this rush to build new headquarters for the Texans? Does this whole thing result in like a renovation to NRG, or do you think they build a new stadium at some point?
It's okay. They're almost definitely going to have a new headquarters, and that'll be somewhere outside of the stadium they're playing in. Most likely, I'm guessing, unless they end up doing a combo deal. So at the very least right now, when they know they're going to have a new headquarters, maybe it ends up being on a new stadium site or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that we're probably headed towards headquarters / new stadium elsewhere. Ooh. And the headquarters, I think if they were committed to building a headquarters, they probably would have already maybe started work on it, or they'll be starting work on it this year. But if they're going for something, if you wanted the ultimate, you'd have something like the Star up in at the Cowboys headquarters, but then also have the new stadium right next door.
They've said that that's like an inspiration, I think.
Yeah, but the Star isn't at the Star isn't at the stadium site, so it's separate. I still think it's I think it's most likely that they renovate NRG Stadium.
Yeah, I was curious. I hadn't heard your...
But I'd put it at like 53% versus the new stadium.
Well, okay. I mean, that's interesting. I hadn't heard your take on that. I know it's been talked about, you know, in the last few months since they got a new team president and Mike Thoman over there making things happen for the Texans. We'll keep it with the Texans rolling into the 8 o'clock hour coming up next. Is this going to be one of the Texans' biggest draft steals in franchise history at the end of the day? We'll discuss next.